Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 337 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, let's talk about a fascinating new study detailing the chronic hives gut connection. And I tend to find that there's always a gut component to hives, dermatographia, angioedema, and other histamine-driven concerns. It's not 100% the problem, but it's typically a significant enough piece to the puzzle, yet not currently considered relevant by conventional medicine to be factored in. Now, while I've talked about other histamine triggers before, including how thyroid issues can play a role in driving issues like hives, what's going on in your gut definitely matters. Much of what I've learned about hives in terms of a gut-skin connection is mostly through research, clinical experience, and trial and error working with clients since 2017. And I'll bet, like many of my clients, you've been told that there are no clear reasons that are triggering your hives. Maybe it's just autoimmune or some unknown allergy that you've got to just take more and more medication and avoid triggers. Yet we continue to discover the many potential problems with relying solely on antihistamines, as pointed out several times by both allergists and dermatologists I've spoken to here on the Healthy Skin Show. So it's probably not surprising that according to the paper we'll talk about today, which was published in January 2024, called Gut Microbiota Facilitate Chronic Spontaneous Urticaria, that researchers shared that, quote, up to half of patients show insufficient response to treatment with an antihistamine or the current medication, which is actually a biologic called Xolair. So let's discuss what this paper talks about, what I've seen in clients, and what this means for you. Urticaria is an umbrella term that includes several different histamine-driven skin conditions, including chronic hives, chronic spontaneous urticaria, angioedema, and dermatographia. And people develop welts or wheals or even things that look like these raised writings or tracings on the skin that can result from a variety of triggers, including, but definitely not limited, to pressure, temperature changes, exercise, allergen exposure, sunlight, and even food. Now, while the most common course of action is to identify the triggers, many living with chronic urticaria discover that allergy testing comes back negative, or they're already actively avoiding those specific triggers. And this can be troubling from a conventional standpoint if nothing else seems obvious. So symptom management is employed with the hope that the urticaria will just stop on its own. But for many, it continues for years, and for some, it continues to get worse. One client I met with the other week is currently on 4 different antihistamines daily, along with the biologic drug called Xolair, and she is still having breakouts that are highly disruptive to her quality of life. Others will try using a low histamine diet along with more natural antihistamine supplements, sometimes in addition to these various antihistamine medications, to manage things. So I appreciate that this research paper highlighted a key problem with a conventional perspective, namely that at this point in time, there is no clear understanding of what causes urticaria, at least from a conventional standpoint. Biding time with medications to solely manage symptoms for some future day that may or may not come, when the hives, swelling, welts, and wheals might stop, without looking any further or even any deeper, seems, at least to me, short-sighted. Mostly because those living with urticaria, like you, know that you won't get back the time you've lost suffering from this condition, which leads nearly 50% of those with this condition to experience depression and anxiety, especially when the flare-ups are severe. That's why I firmly believe that many of these cases of chronic urticaria, hives, dermatographia, and more have a gut-skin problem that should not go unexplored. In chronic urticaria clients, I typically find that there are several factors within the gut microbiome that seem to contribute to hives, welts, and wheals. This situation, unfortunately, helps create what I call histamine overload, which increases the total amount of histamine your body is exposed to. And though many in the functional and integrative wellness world would probably say it's just histamine intolerance, I actually think the incidence of true histamine intolerance is much lower than you're led to believe and is based on old assumptions that need a serious update. The role that the gut microbiome plays in chronic urticaria is complex, and from my clinical experience, it's larger than just the bacterial imbalances and gut metabolites explored in this paper. But nonetheless, I believe that these ideas are worth sharing so that you can begin to recognize the potential issues going on under the surface. So the authors of Gut Microbiota Facilitate Chronic Spontaneous Urticaria carried out DNA testing of 26 stool samples from patients with chronic spontaneous urticaria who were chosen based on a specific criteria that's discussed in the article. Further testing of different gut metabolites, including lipopolysaccharides and short-chain fatty acids, was completed via plasma or blood samples, which may or may not have the same level of clinical significance as testing the stool samples themselves for these markers. Now, if you aren't familiar with lipopolysaccharides and short-chain fatty acids, allow me a moment to explain them since they are important. Lipopolysaccharides, also known for short as LPS, have been mentioned in the past on the Healthy Skin Show because of how intertwined LPS is with systemic inflammation. It's oftentimes initiated within the GI tract, especially when gram-negative bacteria like E. coli and Klebsiella pneumoniae are high. They produce LPS, which can then lead to a state of endotoxemia, meaning that there is a high level of toxins that are essentially self-produced and can trigger inflammation along with higher levels of gut permeability, also known as leaky gut. Now, short-chain fatty acids, also known as SCFA, are a byproduct of fiber fermentation by your gut bacteria, most notably producing butyrate, acetate, and propionate. Short-chain fatty acids are important for a variety of reasons, such as increasing or maintaining tight cell junctions in the gut. That means that it helps reduce leaky gut, by the way. Also modulating inflammatory signaling, fueling colon cells, etc. So they have many important roles here. Now, the researchers really focused on the makeup of the different bacteria in the gut and the presence of LPS and short-chain fatty acids in those with chronic spontaneous urticaria compared to healthy controls. So let's talk about their findings. The researchers found a number of issues from reviewing their stool test DNA data and the plasma sample data as well when comparing those with chronic urticaria versus the healthy controls. First, they found that there were lower levels of key beneficial short-chain fatty acid-producing bacteria in the gut, like Rosaboria hominis. They also found higher levels of potentially inflammatory gut bacteria, and then another type of bacteria called Klebsiella pneumoniae was linked to higher urticaria issues. This type of bacteria can be inflammatory, and that LPS, or those lipopolysaccharides, was significantly higher in those with chronic urticaria. Remember, this is an inflammatory endotoxin produced within your gut. So to put this bluntly, gut dysbiosis is a factor here, at least through the lens of the bacterial residents living in your gut. Lower commensal bacteria that make those really important short-chain fatty acids, plus a higher incidence of bacteria that unfortunately produce LPS, could negatively impact immune regulation within your gut, potentially destabilizing mast cells and triggering the release of histamine. So short-chain fatty acids are helpful, whereas LPS is not. Plus, higher levels of LPS generally increase gut permeability, allowing for all sorts of things that really should remain in your gut to enter your body, potentially triggering inflammatory issues. You should also know that this paper doesn't take into account the complexity of the many different types of organisms that make up your gut microbiome. So many gut studies seem to ignore other gut residents, including fungi or parasites, which also impact dysbiosis and inflammation. And when it comes to chronic urticaria, hives, and other histamine-driven concerns, fungus, including candida and parasites, must be considered as part of the underlying triggers. That being said, none of this information about what's going on in your gut can be ascertained by allergy testing and blood markers used conventionally to try to determine what's causing your hives. So I think it's poignant to kind of leave things off with the fact that the researchers in this study concluded that, quote, "This study demonstrates that chronic spontaneous urticaria comes with important and clinically relevant gut microbiome changes, including lower levels of short-chain fatty acid-producing bacteria and higher levels of bacterial LPS producers. These gut microbiome alterations, by reducing and increasing short-chain fatty acids and LPS levels respectively, can facilitate mast cell-dependent skin inflammation and may drive the development of the signs and symptoms of chronic spontaneous urticaria patients," end quote. So while this isn't a smoking gun, it points to an area that is still majorly overlooked and perhaps could offer you an opportunity to work on hidden chronic urticaria triggers while managing symptoms. After working with so many chronic hive cases, I can confidently say the targeted shifts to the gut microbiome in conjunction with significant phase 2 liver detox support and other histamine supportive tools can make significant improvements in the severity of your hives. So I hope this research excites you just as much as it does me. And I'm excited for what's to come as new studies are done so that hopefully this concept will make its way into how chronic urticaria is addressed. For now, don't give up hope. There are so many issues you can explore under the surface that have the potential to help you start getting chronic urticaria, hives, dermatographia, angioedema, and other histamine-driven issues under better control, if not to a point where they actually go away. So if you're looking for help with your urticaria case, we consult with adult clients all over the world virtually, so there's no need to travel to see us in person. And I'd love to be your co-pilot on this journey if you're ready to figure out your root causes, including what's going on in your gut, and support you to rebalance your system with the goal to stop your hives and histamine reactivity. If you have any questions or thoughts about chronic hives, chronic urticaria, dermatographia, etc., or you just want to see the resources I've linked up for you in the transcript, head on over to skinterrupt.com/337 so we can keep the conversation going. And I imagine you're here because you want to know what exactly is driving your rashes. So I've got a great free guide that you can download at stopmyrashesnow.com called Stop My Rashes Quick Start Guide that I created for you. It is the fastest way to get answers and action steps with a root cause approach tailored to your specific skin diagnosis. That's stopmyrashesnow.com. Then take a moment to rate and review the Healthy Skin Show and hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on our weekly episodes. And let's connect online. I'm at Jennifer Fugo. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to digging deeper with you in the next episode.